This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Jesus Christ will return. You know, to be technically correct, Jesus does not even know. Only God Himself knows, the Father. So when we hear people saying, hey, Jesus is coming back this particular time, we know that that's not of God, because He says no one knows the day nor the hour. But one thing we do need to know is that He tells us to be ready. So the time of His return, quite frankly, is not that important. The most important thing is that we are ready. And are you ready to meet the Lord? As we see here, that the wise virgins had prepared. They had took oil. Oil is a representation of the Holy Spirit. Man, I tell you, God sets this up great. So they had the Spirit of God in them. And it's likened to lamps. So we can say, hey, if we are prepared to meet the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit. That means we have received the gift of Jesus Christ in our hearts. So as they received the gift, they were all asleep. Look at verse 5. It says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Wow. So while the bridegroom is tarrying, they were slumbering. They were, that means laying around, and then they slept. Does that sound like the church to you? In the church we have wise and foolish. There are many people sitting on a pew today thinking that they're going to meet the bridegroom. But as we see from this parable, not all that's sitting in the house is going. Only those that have received truly the gift of God, His Son, will be going. They have received the Spirit of God. But many are sitting in there thinking that they're going by their good works. Let me tell you, your works won't save you. The only way that you can get ready to meet the bridegroom is that you must receive the gift of Jesus Christ into your heart. You must know that you are a sinner and that you cannot save yourself. It is only by the blood of the Lamb that you can be saved, and that's Jesus Christ. And that's what prepares you to meet the bridegroom. And then as we see here, as the foolish and wise went out, this is a sad part here. Look at verse 11. No, verse 10. I want to look at verse 10. And while the bridegroom, it says, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Wow. Only if you are ready, you're getting in. You can't get to the point and then say, I'm going to get ready. That's not going to happen. You need to be prepared ahead of time. God in Scripture always gives us a warning to get ready. It's just like He sent John the Baptist before Jesus, saying, prepare ye the way. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, He was making everyone ready. I'll give you an example here. I had a colonoscopy this week. And if anybody knows what that is, you have to do what they call some prep work to get prepared for the procedure. And if you don't do the prep work, they won't do your procedure. So I had to prepare. And this is the same thing with life. We must prepare to do anything that we want to do. We can't just show up. We have to make sure that we prepare. So the point that we're making here, that the Lord is making here, is, are you prepared? Are you ready?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.